Yeah, you know, it's funny because back when I was doing the, at least the police stuff, you know, the radios were large, you know, there's a big old trunk unit that went in the trunk and, you know, and the box that had a bunch of relays in it so that you could, you know, and we brought a big old, you know, like number four, number two welding cable, you know, all the way back to the back to, and then distributed that to the light bar and everything. Because, you know, you had all that high current draw in the rotating light bars. And so, you know, you had all that stuff back there. And then up front, you know, you had a big control head, and there might be two radios to, you know, to do UHF and VHF. And, you know, and big siren control box and stuff like that. You have to find out a place to put that. And then as things started to get, you know, smaller, you know, it said, oh, look at how, you know, look how compact these radios are, and they'll do multi-band, and, you know, look how, you know, these light bars don't require all that high current, so I don't need that big relay box anymore, and, you know, and as everything started getting smaller, but then they started adding stuff, you know, but now you need mobile data, and now you need, you know, in-car video, and now you need, you know, Loran, and, you know, just like, you know, so everything started getting smaller just when we thought, yes, we're going to finally get smaller, and then the cars get smaller. So the cars get smaller, the equipment gets smaller, but you get 10 times the amount of equipment in a smaller car. So it ain't got no easier at all. Sometimes trying to figure out where to put everything is just a mess. You know, and then you got, you know, don't even get me started on airbag deployment zones and all that stuff. It's like, you know, it's a mess nowadays trying to get a car properly upfitted.